At the Artman Ranch, he met the man's brother, Nathan, a thin, hard-faced man, at least in his 50s, who looked like he had some Cherokee blood in his veins. Chet surveyed the rundown cabin, the couple's few possessions strewn across the dirt floor.
It's not pretty, sir.
The man's throat had been cut open from ear to ear. Dried black blood was around the void. His shorter wife had stab wounds on her dried-up breasts.
I've seen enough. Thank you, Nathan. Nathan, did he have much money to steal?
$3,000.
That was lots more than most such small ranchers ever saw in a lifetime. But Chet had no reason to doubt the man. After checking around, Chet could see by the tracks that one of the three assailants was riding a mule.
Leave a couple of men here to bring them on after us. I can read these tracks. Let's ride.
Good thing you came along.
They set out downhill to the river far below.
This might be where they tried to hide their direction, but most criminals' minds are simply set on escaping. No telling who we're dealing with. Stay here.
Chet soon found the marks where the robber murderers had come out. No backtracking or taking to the water. He stood in the stirrups and directed the posse.
Come across at the lower ford. Looks easier down there.
Tracks over here?
Clear as day.
Maybe drifters coming through.
No. No one would have simply guessed they had that much money living like they did. That place up there was a shack. They hadn't bought any new clothes in years. Those people lived like poor ones. Someone pointed them out or learned something about them.
You ever been a lawman?
No, but I'm learning. Tell me where I'm going next in that direction.
Chet pointed into the distance.
Well, that's pretty wild country. They either know their way around or they're off on a lark.
Any ranches up in there?
Anyone know much about that country?
There's a road up there somewhere that goes to Fort Apache.
Good enough.
They started through some rough mountain country. This was no well-used track, and even the killers had to double back and try another game trail. At last, they reached the pines, and the shelf they were on spread out in the timber.
We have an hour left of daylight. Our supply train is behind us. I doubt that tracker ever came. Let's stop here.
The men agreed and gathered bonfire material.
My name's Leif Times. My dad and I run the Rafter 8 Ranch, Mr. Burns. Are we close?
It's Chet and Times. I'm not bloodhound enough to know. They came this way, headed somewhere. I don't know if those last horse apples we went by were steaming hot. They were fresh.
30 minutes later, one of the men saw horses coming up the trail. Chet went over to the edge and saw Jesus' straw hat.
Food may not be great, but we'll eat, men.
Good. Any one of us need to track them more tonight?
I don't want to spook them. We'll build small fires tonight and then push hard to catch them tomorrow.
The posse moved out in the first pink of dawn. His eyes dry, he knew they needed to find some water for their mounts. They were soon on an east-west road. The tracks went east. They rounded a bend. Chet saw horses beside the road and campfire smoke.
Quiet, man.
You see anyone?
Not yet. I want 3 men on foot with their rifles go up to the timber and circle in. If they flush, stop them. We'll wait here to give you a chance to head them off. Be quiet and stay wide of them.
Chet listened carefully. It could be innocent people, but he doubted it.
Gates take a man south through the timber and circle in. If things break loose, don't shoot one of our own men. Bullets flying in a crossfire could get one of us killed.
Got it. Wheeler, come with me.
Jesus, tend the spare horses. Shooting might spook them. Mount up.
Chet drew his .44.
Let's go. Hands up.
Chet saw a bare-headed man try to hold the reins on his spooked horse as they charged in on him. As the reins tore from his hands, he drew a pistol and was cut down by rifle fire from the woods across the road.
I'll give up! I'll give up!
A bald-headed man had his hands in the air and his pants at his knees, obviously caught off guard. Chet saw a mule's butt going off into the timber.
Hold them, boys. Yeah.
Chet rode off into the timber to catch the man on the mule. The rider lashed the mule hard to make good his escape. All the timber proved a challenge, but the gray cut back and forth, keeping his quarry in sight like he knew the mule was his goal. There were no low branches on the tall trees, which made the job easier, but the trick was to ride the big gelding through them and not collide with one. The mule rider had emptied his pistol with wild shots taken at Chet. No need to waste any ammo until Chet had a chance to stop him. The mule rider wheeled the mule around and fled uphill off to the left of Chet. Chet jerked out his rifle, and when the mule came into a clear shot, Chet shot him. The mule went down in a pile, throwing his rider.
I didn't want to shoot that mule, but I didn't want him to get away. What's your name?
Who are you? Why are you trying to kill me? I ain't done nothing.
Just killed two settlers and stole their money, huh? How's your memory now?
Not me. You broke my damn arm.
You boys take him up there. My trigger finger is too itchy.
Back at the camp, Gates was in charge. The shooter was dead. The bald man had his pants up and his hands tied behind his back. No doubt, he was not constipated now.
His name is Trimble. Garrison Trimble. That dead man is called John Smith. That's an alias.
Mule rider's name is Nick Shaver. Lived in Tombstone last.
He should have stayed there. Is there any water close?
There's a small stream over there.
Some of you men water the horses. Times, do you recall anything about this road?
It goes west to the Verde Valley eventually, is all I can say.
It'll sure damn be easier than the way we came. Where's the money they stole?
Stole? We ain't got no money.
There was several thousand dollars taken from those people you killed.
That shows you got the wrong guys. We ain't got a cent on us.
Chet stopped. He eyed the prisoner holding his broken arm. Had they stashed it on the trail? He couldn't recall many places that they could have stopped and ditched it.
We found no money in their things.
I swear to God, we never took any money from anyone.
I don't think they're lying. What if they didn't steal the money?
We'll let Sims figure it out. They did kill the Artmans, I swear to that. There's dried blood over Tremble's shirt and pants.
Is the money back on that trail?
No. There's an answer to this, and we'll figure it out. Wrap the dead man in a blanket. Those two can ride double. We're burning daylight.